Damn.
Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play Cellmates.
Cellmates, where lawbreakers become game changers. This week, we are playing for tickets to see In This Moment at the Moore Theater on August 25th. Let's meet our cellmates. We had Tony in Idaho. Tony, I have watched that show, Locked Up Abroad. Were you almost on that show?
I really was. That was more risk, yes.
What happened?
So I'm from Arizona and live in Washington. So okay. I had gone on a trip, a road trip, and I took my 9mm gun and some bullets traveling. So I came back to Washington, got to SeaTac Airport, and flew to Japan and then to Thailand to go diving with the whale sharks. I called you guys.
Oh, yeah.
A couple months ago. Yeah. Okay, so I'm the person that dives with sharks. So I got to Thailand and went through the airport to go down to Koh Phanong and Koh Tao, which are the islands. And in Bangkok, the international airport, I was in TSA getting ready, you know, going through the line. They closed down the other TSA line. And all of a sudden, all the TSA agents were taking pictures of the screen. And they wouldn't let me have my bag. And I just couldn't understand what was going on in my bag. Like, I was going, okay. So the lady says, you have a bullet in here. And I was like, a bullet? And so she just shows me the top of a 9mm bullet that was in the back pouch of my backpack that was inside. So it had fallen down into that thing.
Oh, damn.
So I had 6 TSA agents and 4 Thailand police officers escort me through the airport. They came and got the bullet with a box that was like a bomb box and was like carried it out in front of them because it was a live round of ammunition. So it really could have. But so I was arrested for about an hour and a half underneath the airport while they drilled me about they wanted to know if I was a police officer because they couldn't understand why a female would have ammunition. And I kept saying, I'm not a police officer. So they did a background check. But the funny thing is, after an hour and a half, they let me go. They realized that I wasn't trying to do anything. It was an honest mistake. Of course, they kept the bullet. But I had gone through SeaTac Airport, and they didn't catch it. And I had also landed in Tokyo, Japan, and they didn't catch it there.
Isn't that funny?
And then, yeah. So that's kind of what saved my butt, was I had all of those stubs of me flying. And I was like, I swear, like, I've been to all these airports. I wasn't trying to smuggle anything. The big thing, Thailand, is you're not allowed to have guns there at all, let alone ammunition. So it was a big deal, and it was really, really scary for about an hour and a half. But they let me go. I got a plane and was able to go down and keep going scuba diving and have fun. But for that hour and a half, I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie called Broke Down Palace.
Yes.
In the 90s with Claire Danes. I literally just in my head, I was like, I'm going to jail. I'm going to eat rotten rice, and there's going to be cockroaches in my ears for the rest of my life.
That's crazy.
Tony, out of curiosity, were you like sobbing? Because I feel like I would be crying. Or did you hold it together?
No. I lost it at the TSA line. My best friend had gone in front of me, and so she was waiting, and we were like, what the hell's going on kind of situation. When I told her it was a bullet, I said, don't tell my dad. Like, don't call my dad.
Don't call my dad until there are cockroaches coming out of my ears.
All right, Tony, let's meet your cellmate, who is Brian in Kirkland. Brian, how do they feel about weed in North Dakota?
That's a big N-O out in North Dakota. But I will say, after her story, I would rather get yelled at for weed in North Dakota any day over bullets internationally. But I did get in trouble out in North Dakota back when I used to play football. Somebody smelled a little bit of pot. We were just relaxing, and definitely had quite the run-in with the authority, a lot more than I had expected. They threatened 3 to 5 years based on the smell of weed smoke, and I was put in cuffs, kicked off the football team, and escorted off the dorm in cuffs before I was released.
Holy smokes.
All over a little bit of pot. We're talking possession, less than a half ounce, terrible.
Brian, so you were playing college football in North Dakota?
Yep.
How did you have to explain to your parents that you got kicked off the team? I can't imagine that they were happy to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. That was a very it was cool between the dad and I. He had kind of known, but this is where he and I both had to come clean with mom. It was not cool.
Oh, no.
If your mom's anything like my mom, like, she's the scary one.
Oh, no. Yeah. My mom, yeah, not exactly. Brought the wrath of mom down on us both over that one.
Real quick, I got to ask, did you play college football? Are you happy about the Seahawks pick with Byron Murphy?
Hey, hopefully this is a better, it's good building going forward with that. We'll totally see.
Let's build a wall, baby.
All right, Steve Miggs, based on the severity of the crimes of our cellmates, who should go first in the game?
Whew, let's start with Tony and the bullets and the guns and the cockroaches and the bad rice.
That's just so wild. All right,
all
Tony. First question to you, Tony. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe? Is a classic movie line from what 1985 John Hughes film?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. Can I get a hint or no?
No hints.
No hints. Then I'm gonna say. Do you know Barry Manilow? In the 80s, I don't know. I have no risky business.
The answer would be the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, next question to you.
If you get it right,
you're the big winner. If you get it wrong, the game continues. Brian, how many time zones does the contiguous United States have?
Ooh.
The contiguous United States, so not including Hawaii?
Yeah.
That's correct. The contiguous United States.
Four?
Yeah!
Damn, I would have guessed three.
Nice!
Right?
Yeah. You forgetting about mountain?
Yeah, and everybody always forgets about that mountain time.
What time is it in North Dakota right now?
North Dakota is going to be on Central time, so Central. 2 hours ahead. So what, going on 10?
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations, Brian. You're going to go see In This Moment at the Moore Theater on August 25th.
I'm shocked he knew since he's been banned from North Dakota.
Yesterday was the start of the NFL draft, and there was a funny and embarrassing moment that involved an executive from one team and the mom of a kid being drafted. You'll hear what happened after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Linebacker Dallas Turner is a player that was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings.
Drafted right after the Seahawks, and some Seahawk fans, I think a lot of people were very happy with the Seahawks pick with Byron Murphy, but some people were like, why didn't we get Dallas Turner instead? Like, apparently he's a really good edge rusher, but I think either one would have been fine with the Seahawks, but what the hell do I know?
Just a super fan.
I'm just a super fan that knows nothing.
Well, there was an awkward moment that happened after he was picked, and his mom was being interviewed by ESPN's Laura Rutledge.
And Danny, you're the one who tells it. Did you guys see this? I missed this when it happened. So, Sarah, you saw it as well?
I think I did.
It was so great.
All right, here it is.
Tony, you've been out here cheering. I need another Vikings cheer, okay?
Tanya.
Oh, sorry. Tanya. I am so...
Oh, boy. That's always the worst.
Yeah.
Read your notes.
And who the hell's Tony? Oh.
I am so sorry. I'm glad we got that corrected. Tanya, give me another Vikings cheer.
Go Vikings!
There we go. We're going to make sure we got everything good here, Reese.
It would be great if Reese went on and said, it's Rick. Just to kind of mess with her a little bit.
Draft chaos. Oh, yes, Sarah.
It was so cringy.
It
was so painful. Oh, it was no. You could tell that
Mom wasn't happy.
Was not happy.
Well, did you hear the way she said it?
I want to hear it again.
Tanya.
Yeah.
Tony, you've been out here cheering. I need another Vikings cheer, okay?
Tanya.
It's Tanya. Get it right, lady.
Yikes. Miggs, I did see something yesterday that I need you to help me out with. As you know, I'm a new fan to wrestling.
Yes, all because of Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, you were not my gateway to wrestling. It was Cody Rhodes.
Cody's nice chest.
But AEW was kind of featured in the draft as well.
Yes.
What was that all about?
Okay, so I'll tell you, long story short, Tony Khan is the son of Shad Khan, and Shad is the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Tony is one of the executives. They also own a soccer team in England as well, I think one of the Premier League teams. The guy's got a lot of money.
Very well-rounded.
So Shad basically just gave Tony a bunch of money to start his own wrestling promotion just for funsies, because he's just like, hey, I'm going to die with a lot of money, so I might as well just give him a bunch. I mean, really, they don't care. It seems like they don't care if the AEW makes money or not. It's just like a fun project for his son to keep busy and have fun with. with because Tony's been a lifelong wrestling fan. So Tony's the owner of All Elite Wrestling. He's an executive for the Jacksonville Jaguars. On Wednesday night on AEW Dynamite, Tony Khan was a part of like a storyline where some of the bad guys came in and attacked him. And they picked him up, put him upside down, and then gave him a pile driver, which is when you take that person's head and you drive it into the mat.
Oh.
And then he's out. Shad, the dad, shows up. He's like, what are you guys doing? And all this kind of craziness is going on. So that happens. A lot of wrestling fans are like, well, how the hell is Tony Khan going to show up the next day? You know, he's got to keep the story going. He can't just show up being perfectly fine. He just received a pile driver. He should be in a neck brace or something like that. So the constant talk was, will Tony Khan show up in a neck brace? And most people are like, there's no way he's going to go to the NFL draft, one of like the most, you know, a big deal. It's a respected thing. He's not going to go play his little wrestling thing into the world of the NFL. Sure as this, Tony Khan is seen on camera with one of those cheesy neck braces.
Oh my God.
And it's so great because Rich Eisen, who's doing like the commentary about the draft, they finally go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And wrestling fans were waiting because they traded their pick. And people were like, we just want to see Tony Khan. Is he going to fulfill and commit to the bit? And sure as he did. And here's Rich Eisen commenting on it.
Jacksonville Jaguars were on the clock, 17th all, but they traded down as Tony Khan becomes the first ever NFL executive in a draft room, shaking off the effects of a pile driver he received on national television in a wrestling ring the night before. Such is life when you mix AEW and the NFL. Tony Khan, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. That's it.
True commitment. I respect it.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yesterday, the Seahawks strengthened their defense with their draft pick, and the majority of fans are stoked about Byron Murphy, but there were a few that found any reason to complain. We will go straight to the comments at 8:20. Mariners playing at home tonight. First 15,000, I believe it is, get that turn ahead the clock jersey.
Yes.
You and Castle modeled them yesterday, and you looked very handsome, both of you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That just shows how impressive those jerseys are.
For sure.
And they're taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight.
And if you want to look...
are not good, so or not that great.
Should work out nicely for
us. You would hope.
If you want to look handsome, too... you should go to KISW.com and shop the Rock Shop. That is where you will find the My Oh Maybe shirt. Is this our year? Maybe. It is the baseball-inspired shirt at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks picked defensive tackle Byron Murphy with their 16th pick last night. Many fans fired up.
Hell yeah, man. Building the trenches right there on that front line.
But of course, there are some that are pissed. So let's go straight to the comments.
Now, we came across a lot of social media posts. And like you said, the overwhelming majority of the people seem very happy with it or just kind of indifferent or just like, okay, that was a smart pick on the Seahawks part. So it was actually very difficult for our friend Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, to find some negativity about Byron Murphy or the NFL draft just in general. So he did. He picked out his favorite ones. He re-recorded them in his own special voice. And are you ready to hear the first comment about the NFL draft and Byron Murphy?
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
O-line. O-line. O-line! We passed on a stud on the O-line for this guy? F*** me, the Seahawks are stupid.
Jeez, I know the dude from the Huskies is a really good offensive lineman, but... you gotta be okay, buddy.
It's
all right. They need more than just one position player.
Breathe through it.
Yeah, I do not want to be at a draft party with that guy.
No.
Is this dude's dad comfortable or what? Man's rocking a tracksuit for the draft. Hashtag goals.
Okay, I'm happy this person brought that up. Did you see the dad of Byron Murphy?
Yes!
That is definite goals. He looked awesome in that tracksuit. He looks like a guy that wants a party.
I'd party with that guy.
In a heartbeat. Yeah, I love anyone who rocks a tracksuit, I'm down with.
You rock a tracksuit.
I would like to.
You should start a club.
I would never think, though, if my daughter is ever in a situation where she's going to be seen on national television for like a massive, like cool moment.
You should do it.
I've got a tracksuit. Yes. I would think that Tatum would be looking at me like, Dad, what are you wearing?
Slick. Looking slick.
I'm looking good for you, babe. All right, here's our next comment about the draft and Byron Murphy.
Hey, who the f*** is protecting Gino? How about drafting that kid from UW? F*** me, Gino is 34. Let's get our heads out of our asses, okay?
Okay, you're right. Should have drafted that guy instead.
These people should be coaches.
They are. Somewhere.
Armchair coaches.
The best thing about this draft was Eminem. I was legit eating my mom's spaghetti when Eminem walked out.
I don't believe you, buddy. Although I did see he's got a new record coming out. It's like The Death of Slim Shady.
Oh.
I'm kind of excited to hear it.
Like a rebirth.
Yeah, putting closure to the Slim Shady story. Mm-hmm. Eating mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, baby. Suck it, Pete Carroll.
Rude. Yeah. Who even talks like that about Pete?
Me.
Was that one from you, Danny?
It was.
What a random thing to bring up, though. Suck it, Pete Carroll. All right, we have another comment about the draft.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, that's...
Wow.
Same guy.
Yeah. Beef up the trenches, baby. This guy's gonna eat them all alive. Get ready, Niners. You're about to be f***ed. You too, Rams. Kiss my ass. Cardinals, you still suck. Seahawks for life. Let's f***ing go!
Okay, that guy's my favorite.
I love his spirit.
I love trashing on the teeth. Cardinals, you still suck.
Yeah.
Like all of them. They all suck.
And we have one more. Are you ready?
Yes.
I have no interest whatsoever in football, but I am enjoying looking at all these sexy men. They can tackle my ass anytime. Yummy! And
that was from Sarah.
That was definitely from Sarah.
Until you Google their age and then you're like, whoa. They were born in 2000, 2002, 2003.
Yeah, you're like a kook to them.
I am. I'm like 10 years older than a lot of these dudes.
You know what also made me feel old is, what was it, Marvin Harrison Jr., who's the son of Marvin Harrison, of course. But I remember watching his dad play, and I feel like that was just yesterday. And I'm like, wait, he has a son, and he's being picked fourth overall by the Arizona Cardinals, who still suck, according to that one guy?
Now the coaches are younger than us, gang. Like, it's getting bad. It's getting real bad out there.
It's been bad. I did see, was it Marvin Harrison Jr.? I don't know if he's finally signed it or not, but some people are kind of freaking out because they're like, you can't buy his jersey. You know, a lot of people get excited. Guy gets drafted, buy his jersey. He hasn't signed, like, a likeness deal with the NFL just yet. So if he doesn't, he won't even be featured in the video game and won't have a jersey for sale or anything along those lines. I got to imagine he'll sign it soon. But I thought that was kind of funny because it's pretty rare when a player gets drafted that you can't get his jersey.
Just out of curiosity, how many Seahawks jerseys do you have? A lot?
I mean, I've given away a lot of them also. Like, I mean, I've had from like Hasselbeck to like Craig Terrell, who was a friend of the show. If someone was a friend of the show, I would get their jersey. Like Grant Wistrom,
nice.
I had as well, you know. Danny and I were just talking last night because we have Walter Jones joining us at 9 o'clock this morning. And Danny's like, why haven't I gotten a Walter Jones jersey yet? I'm like, you're right. Like a good throwback Walter Jones jersey?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get on it.
We'll be Walter buddies. Bowie buddies.
Exactly. I've been saying this for years. He gives just as good of hugs as Bowie, too. So.
If not better.
Yeah.
Aww.
And if I'm getting into a fight, I think I want Walter Jones on my side and not Bowie.
You know, I'll take both.
Is Walter Jones, fine. Is he a long hugger? Does he hold it for a long time?
And then breathes heavily in your ear.
Yeah. Or is that how you hug?
Walter Jones. That's right. I got it confused. That's why he doesn't hug me anymore.
Oh, gosh.
No, he's just a good... He just gives a good hug. A bro
he's a
hug.
Big dude.
He's
yeah,
a good bro hugger.
Bear hug.
Yeah.
Bear bro hug. Recently, we talked about how scary it would be to get hit in the head with a foul ball or a puck, and a guy is going viral for being hit with a ball going 109 miles per hour, and he lived to tell the story. You're going to hear from him after Blind Melon.
The Daily Migs Show.
An LSU baseball fan getting smacked by a 109-mile-per-hour home run ball to the head is all over social media. His name is Corey, and he's got a big welt on his forehead.
Poor guy.
But he's going to be okay. Here is Corey talking about it.
You know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Holding the glove, man. What can I say? Being off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of 109-mile-an-hour home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo.
It's my Bobo.
I like that he's just standing afterwards.
Dude, and it hit him so hard. He's right. It bounced and it went up like another like 10 or 15 feet after it hit his freaking head and then went out of the ballpark.
I mean, he looks like a pretty big guy, but I would think that kind of a hit to the dome would drop just about anyone.
Dude. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm looking at it. I mean, it even broke skin and he was wearing a hat. Well, he had a hat with a bunch of pins on it, so I wonder if the pins also kind of scratched his head, too.
That's almost happened to me twice now. Like, once at the Mariners game when I took Lily, and it landed two seats away from me. Mm-hmm. And I just did not see it. Everyone in the section was, like, looking at me, like, expecting me to catch it, and I just could not see the ball. And then we went to the Rainiers game semi-recently. Same thing. About three seats away, I was not paying attention. All of a sudden, I just hear... And it just hits off the seat and it flies away. And I was like, I could have caught that one too.
And I was so happy it didn't because I always promised Danny that if he ever gets hit by a ball, kiss him in the Bobo.
That's really why I wanted it to happen.
I mean, I'm wondering if that guy went in for, you know, to get checked out because he had to have gotten some sort of a concussion or something.
Well, someone texted and said, to be fair, the ball was probably not going 109 miles per hour when it hit him in the head. That was the exit velocity of the bat. It would have broken his skull if it was still going 109 miles per hour. Still, probably closer to 80 miles per hour by the time it got him. Still sucks, but sucks much less than getting hit with the actual 109 miles per hour. You're absolutely right.
I'm very happy we have someone who understands velocity that listens to the show because I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, 80 miles per hour, still going to hurt your head.
Yes. You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Give us a follow on social media. Our handle is at Daily Migs. BuzzFeed, they always put out these awesome articles. And in one recent one, they list off the things that everyone does but never talks about.
Okay.
So how many of these things have you experienced? When you get a call from a weird number, you immediately Google it.
Oh, I'm Googling it before the call is even over.
Same.
Like, if I see it on my phone, I'm, like, quickly, like, writing down, memorizing the number and going onto Google, which is so dumb because it's just going to be spam anyway.
Every time, potential spam.
And then I'll just go down that rabbit hole. I'm like, I just wasted 4 or 5 minutes of my day based on this spam phone call.
Oh, yeah. What about this one?
Okay.
For the travelers in the room. When your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to eat... Do you walk to your gate first anyway just to make sure it's there and you know where you're going?
Every time. And I always think I'm such a weirdo for that. I'm glad that this one got brought up. I don't know. That's our first stop. Like, and my wife always thinks I'm hilarious because she's like, let's go to Hudson's and let's go get some food. I'm like, no. Let's find our gate first. She's like, we're in gate C10 and right now I'm looking at gate C1. She's like, I'm willing to guess that we're close to it. I was like, you just don't know. What if things have gotten changed? What, you know, I always get so nervous about that.
You got to get your bearings.
Yeah. So everyone else does that too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do it more for the reason of I'm like, oh, I want to go see what food options are around the gate in that area. Like, it's not necessarily that I want to check that the gate's still there. I'm like, there might be a McDonald's over there. There might be a Wendy's over there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want more opportunities to see what other options there are before we make a knee-jerk reaction and just purchase the first thing that's selling food.
Yep. Get the lay of the land.
Plus, wouldn't it be hilarious if you showed up to C10 and you're like, well, see, I was right. It's gone. It went from C9 to C11. And you're like, where did that one go? It's at the other end of the airport.
What about this one? You're breathing fine until you lie down and then one nostril immediately closes up.
No, honestly, I don't think that one ever happens, but now it's gonna because I'm gonna think about it tonight.
I have a deviated septum, so I have one nostril that's not...
For life?
Yes!
You've had that?
Oh, yeah! Since I was in probably elementary school is when...
Oh, I don't know if, like, something happened, like you took a ball to the nose or something like that.
I did take a ball to the nose.
Mm. Was this in college?
No! This was in elementary school. And my older cousin, he was like, hey, throw the basketball up and try to hit the power lines. So I did, and it came back down and I didn't catch it.
Just punched you right in the nose.
Smacked me right in the nose. And I've had kind of, I don't know if it, I don't think it was actually broken, but it look how crooked my nose is.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah, it's very Owen Wilson-like.
Oh,
It is. And now you'll when I'm talking, you'll look for it. Because when I talk and my mouth moves, my
I actually have noticed that.
Yeah.
So you have a crooked mouth, you have a crooked nose.
We don't need to know what's crooked on you guys.
Oh,
you
no,
just keep
no,
that
no,
to yourself,
no,
all right?
No,
shout out to Ray J.
Oh, my God. Okay, another thing on this BuzzFeed list of things that everyone does, but no one ever talks about. One pocket holds your phone, the other holds everything else.
1,000% yes.
Well, yeah. I don't relate to this as much because I'm a purse carrier, but... Oh.
Literally, I'm wearing quote-unquote jeans. None of the pockets are real. So
what,
I can't
make-believe
relate.
Pockets?
Yes, it looks like I have pockets in the back. This isn't working.
Wait, you don't even have a back pocket?
Nope, nope. It's all fake.
I hope you got those on a discount then.
I didn't.
You know why that is, though? Because if you have things in your cell phone pocket and you pull it out, they fly out.
Oh, see, I'm more worried about scratching the screen with, like, my keys or something like that.
Oh, you got to get one of the fancy protector things.
Oh, I do. Like, I had the one when I got my new phone. It's the one that, like, they just, like... There's like put some kind of like liquid on it and it hardens.
Oh.
Just like they just drip it all over your screen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And look, you wouldn't even know. Look at this thing.
Did you buy it in an alley?
Yeah.
I bought it at Lovers. Isn't that where we all buy our cell phones?
Yes.
No?
What about this one? If you need a specific item at the grocery store but someone's standing in front of it, you pretend to shop for something else until they move.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't need pasta sauce, but this damn lady's in front of the Korean barbecue sauce, damn it.
This one I love. Danny, I feel like you'll also relate to this. The satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and your hearing increases by 50%. And Danny and I have ear problems.
Yeah, immediately. I notice it on planes a
planes
lot more.
Especially.
Like, all of a sudden you're landing and you're like, why can't I hear? And then you swallow and it pops and you're like, oh my God.
There are times where even if you're driving and you don't realize you've gotten like a high altitude or whatever, and you're like, all of a sudden it pops open. You're like, wow, I forgot that I couldn't hear for like the last hour and a half.
Sometimes it even happens to me going up and down an elevator.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Craziness. What about this one? When you walk into a store to buy something, but they don't have it, when you walk out, you feel like you're shoplifting, even though you aren't?
I do.
I always feel that way. Like, they're watching me. They're going to chase me down thinking I got things in my pocket.
I'd start running. I'm like, I don't even want to be caught. No, I will start looking around like, I hope not. But that makes it look even more guilty.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, you're looking around to make sure that nobody notices that you're leaving without anything.
Stressful.
Or at times where, have you ever gone to a place because you just needed to use the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, well, maybe I should buy something just to do them like a solid. Like, and then you don't, and you act like, at least I do this, I act like I couldn't find what I needed. Like, I'm putting my hand, I wish I couldn't find it. I thought for sure they had that laundry detergent. I guess I'll go over to Fred Meyer. It's like, why am I putting on a show when they probably don't even give a crap that I just used their bathroom and I walked out?
It's like some 15, 16-year-old running the cash register. Like, look at this guy.
This loser. Dude, we get it. You had to poop. Just keep going. Oh, somebody said when we go back to the airplane gates, we find our gate and then either me or my husband stays with our daughter and then the other goes to get food. So we have seats to wait right before boarding. That's a brilliant move.
That is. Because I don't like standing.
Yeah. And then, of course, everyone's taking it's like every other seat's being taken. Someone's like luggage is on one seat and you're just like,
I like to shimmy in there between two people.
Well, yeah. You also don't want to sit next to anyone. Have you ever noticed that? It's always you never take the seat next to someone.
No, unless you want to make them feel weird.
Well.
Which would be kind of funny if I sat next to them, grabbed my foot-long Subway sub and just ate it in front of them. This is delicious, you think?
Start telling about that your drizzle phone.
You guys have this thing on your phone where you just drizzle some liquid and it hardens?
Oh, my. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 105 wins, 27 losses, and 15 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.